Okay, first off, I really love the special. Can you guys speak to the fact that if you're a fan of musicals, this should be right up everyone's alley? Because I love that element to it.
Well, thank you, Greg. Yes, I mean, at its core, it is a musical, which is something I have always loved. But it's also just such a great variety show. It's kind of like the old Carol Burnett show with a lot more blood and guts and gore. something for everybody. And we get to take all these fun things and kind of cover them in glitter and turn them on their head. What's not to love?
I know. Speaking of what's not to love, in general, where did both of you get your courage to just go out there and be artists and diverse artists? Because I think from my perspective, it takes a lot of guts just to put yourself out there. Was that something that courage you both had as children, or did you guys grow into it? I mean, it's so inspiring.
Well, for me, doing drag was very helpful in helping me discover different parts of me who I suppressed growing up because society told me not to. My mother told me not to. My father told me not to. And it's crazy that putting on an outfit that you're not supposed to put on can make you feel things that you had never felt before and discover things about yourself. And Halloween is a great time to put on a costume and find those different parts of your psyche and your personality and to get to be in a fantasy for one night.
Yeah. And Manila said it before, and I absolutely agree with it. Like, Halloween is kind of the safe space for all the new baby drag queens. Mm-hmm. That's where most drag queens are born every year, because if you can dress up like a werewolf or a mummy or a ghost, you can put on a wig and heels and try out that persona for a little bit and see how it feels and see how it fits. And my story is very much the same as Manila's growing up. It's, you know, I was told, don't speak out, don't embarrass me, don't dress like that, don't talk like that, don't do anything that's going to bring shame on the family. So I didn't speak for a very long time until I started putting on the wigs and the heels and the lipstick. And there was this power that came along with it because it felt like the ultimate act of rebellion, which ultimately led me to discover who I was. And that's why I will always love and appreciate anybody who does drag.
And now, presently, you're collaborating with Bette Midler and you're on tour. Is it still something you get excited about, or because you're a veteran and you're so experienced, it's something you take in stride, you know?
No, I get excited about it. I always said the moment that I stop getting nervous, the moment that I start getting bored, I'm going to hang up the heels and the earrings and I'm not going to do it anymore, because that's not fair to me. It's not fair to the people who enjoy what I do, that if I'm just kind of going through the paces, they're going to be able to tell that. People can smell bullshit from a mile away. So as long as I keep having a good time, I think everybody who enjoys what I do will keep having a good time.
Yeah, this is a great job. We have the best uniforms of anyone. Yeah. When we have to put on our when other people have to put on their suit and tie or their apron, we get to put on sequin dresses. What better job than this?
And if we want to wear a suit and tie or an apron, we could do that too.
Heck yeah. I'm wearing a suit right now and I'm going to put an apron on and make myself some lunch later.
Manila, my family's from QC, from Quezon City. And whenever we talk to fellow Filipinos, the first question you ask is, when's the last time you went back? And just in big picture, what's it like going back, or just in general? I apologize, you've answered this question a million times, but just having that support and inspiring so many people.
I literally returned from the Philippines yesterday. I was staying in QC, so I was neighbors with your family. Going to the Philippines is great, especially after being on TV here in the States and then finding that I have a lot of fans in the Philippines. And it's really nice to know that me just being myself on a reality TV show has impacted a lot of people and the way that they think about the LGBTQ community in another country. That's fantastic. I feel like there was progress being made here in the States, and I'm really excited for progress of our community in other countries like the Philippines.
And before I leave, very quickly after this, I'm going to watch Hocus Pocus 2. I have it right now on my iPad.
Ooh, send me the link. I want to watch it too. Right?
Yeah. What am I going to expect, Ginger? What should I?
It is everything that you would expect from the first movie, but done so beautifully. I think it's, I might be biased, but I do think it's better than the first movie. I know how to say that. The ending made me cry. It is so beautifully done. It's such a full story, and it's something so new that I think everybody's going to really relate to it.
Well, put on your waterproof mascara, honey, because we're watching
Gingermint and Hocus Pocus 2. I was boo-hooing and blubbering in the theater at the premiere, and I did not expect it. So I do want to warn people that you might want to grab some Kleenex.
Thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate it.